Soham Health, along with the Southern Humboldt Family Resource Center and Senior Life Solutions, are hosting an event in the Garberville Town Square on Friday, September 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. The event is called Holding Space and focuses on loss, grief, and suicide awareness. KMUD News spoke with Amy Taronis, coordinator for the Family Resource Center located on the campus of Redway Elementary, and Lauren Beeman, mental health therapist for Senior Life Solutions. We wanted to learn more about what will happen at the Holding Space event, along with Amy and Lauren's experiences encountering families and patients dealing with grief in our community. Amy Taronis spoke on the event's focus for this year and opportunities for participants.
We have historically held our Holding Space event in September for suicide awareness and prevention. This year, we're bringing it back and we're opening it up a little bit to really just support our community through the loss and grief that we've collectively experienced in the last year or two. I think that in a lot of situations, we kind of categorize our loss if it's cancer related, if it's suicide related, if depending on the age of the person, and sometimes it can feel a little disconnected. And so this event is really a community event for all people to come and share the grief and the trauma that they may have experienced through loss this year. There's no, specifics that they have to fit into, no mold and no requirements or criteria. Just come share space. We're going to have a free dinner. We're going to have some music, some space for people to share or talk if they choose. And then at 6:30, we are going to be releasing live butterflies as some symbolism and a way of remembrance.
Amy Taronis, coordinator for Southern Humboldt's Family Resource Center, also spoke of services and resources available to the local community to deal with grief.
We do have a NAMI group, the National Alliance of the Mentally Ill, and that group is, they meet weekly here at the Family Resource Center, and they're just, again, another great group of folks that will talk with you, share resources, maybe share personal experiences. And then we do have our hospice. It's a great group of volunteers over at hospice, and they do a lot of grief support and counseling. And they can do, I like to say, on demand. And so oftentimes when we're going through our primary care physician or clinics to get seen by an LCSW, it might take a little bit of time, where hospice can meet with you right then and right there oftentimes. So that's a great resource as well. But both the Soham Health and Redwood Rural, they both have LCSWs and counseling on site these days, which is awesome.
We then asked Lauren Beeman, therapist with Senior Life Solutions, about challenges faced by local seniors. She spoke on a range of personal and community grief experienced by older folks, which can come from unexpected places.
I think isolation is huge. It's kind of a juxtaposition of things coming together where you have people who whose bodies are aging, who are going through their own personal grief about their own loss of independence while simultaneously not having having a lowered source of income, having uncertainty about their future with things, stresses about political things, stresses about the climate. It's multiple things at one time. Frustration with feeling heard or seen in the medical system is a huge thing we talk about on a regular basis, not knowing how to advocate or advocating and not feeling heard when it comes to addressing their physical health, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, all these things. And just really all of those things coming together.
Lauren also spoke on group therapy and other programs offered by Senior Life Solutions and available to local seniors.
If people have access to the internet, they all of a sudden have a group of people they can talk to up to 3 days a week. And if they're real chatty Cathys, they might call our office every day and get some extra support. But having that group therapy three times a week, which is what we offer, and then individual therapy. And then it's kind of like a wraparound program where there's support with your physical health, making sure that you're connected with your doctors and advocacy and all that.
We then turn the conversation back to Amy Taronis of the Family Resource Center in Redway to learn more about the experiences of families in our community, especially those with young children, when dealing with grief-stricken situations.
The challenge is the grief and the trauma affect us all. So it's really difficult for a parent to support their children through a process of trauma and grief when they're going through it themselves as well. Oftentimes a parent thinks that they have to be stronger and they have to, you know, save face and they have to have the answers, all the answers, right? And so it's really difficult for family members to go through this process of grief around a loss of a loved one when everybody's experiencing it. And they, because we all are at different ages and we have different relationships, we have different experience of grief. And so a child losing a parent is going to be very different than a wife losing their husband. And so it's very complex when we talk about family grief. And the bonus, again, in a small community is that oftentimes our kids don't feel alone because they know that the loss and the grief has affected the bigger community or members of their school staff or their, you know, fellow classmates. And so we do all feel the grief and the loss when it happens in our small community. And I think that that is something that really has struck me over the last few years is how we can support families that are experiencing grief together.
Amy then spoke on the importance of merely having events like Holding Space and the wide-ranging experiences of grief in Southern Humboldt this year.
The way that we titled this event, Holding Space, it really does transfer to our goal, because one thing that I recognize, and I can speak for myself, in these last, you know, not to get too personal, but with some of the loss that we've had in this community, I may not have felt close enough to attend a funeral or a celebration of life. And I didn't know my place around that, but I definitely have felt the loss and the grief. Or I'm not really, you know, super tight with the family in the way that I'm going to show up at their house with a meal or send them a personal text message. But I want to show that I am affected and I do care. And I am a safe person to, you know, share their grief with, and I'm resilient and I'm capable and I have the capacity to hold this space for others. So I really want that to be the way that we think about this event, is that you have no obligation to be anything, to have any relationship. You don't have to know anything that or anybody that we're talking about, but just know that you could be there to show empathy and support for others. It's a really hard topic to touch. And to be honest with you, you know, we could have easily skipped over this and nobody would be calling and knocking on our door asking why. But we did feel that it was a really important conversation to have. And I say this about a lot of events that we have here in Southern Humboldt, even if nobody shows up, the fact that we're talking about it here, it came out, and the fact that there's going to be flyers around town, people can think about that, read it, hear this on the news, and maybe it'll strike up a conversation within their family. Maybe it'll just bring a moment where they say their loved one's names. They think about that relationship that maybe they haven't in a while. And, you know, if we can do that for one person, for one family, that is met a goal. And so, yeah, that's what we're here for, just to show love, empathy, and respect for people in our community.
Holding Space, a loss, grief, and suicide awareness community event, will be held in the Garberville Town Square on Friday, September 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. At 4 p.m., there will be community support offered along with a strength walk, followed by live music, food, and art at 5 p.m. The aim is to create a community space to hold each other up. If you are interested in volunteering or speaking at the Holding Space event in Garberville on September 18th, you can call 707-923-1147 or email outreach@shchd.org. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.